This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, another hour of conversation about what's going on in the conversation business. What a concept. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, weekending on May 14th, the focus of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where you can find, go to talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Michael Harrison and his staff will put together the list. So, guess what, Michael?
It's that time again.
It is. Can you believe it?
That's where we're at. A snapshot
yes.
of the conversation business.
In history. Yeah.
History being made.
Yes, here
Even
it is.
Even the old days. We go all the way back to the old days, like Monday. All right.
Yeah.
Here we are. Number 10.
It's true.
It's true. Yeah. The old days are Monday. California politics, Newsom's recall, the Gates divorce, the Epstein connection all cohabitate. Or whatever the word is, number 10. At number 9, race relations, police reform, gun violence, and the Golden Globes protest. At number 8, immigration policy tied with education and the crisis therein. Although hopefully we'll work our way through that and maybe schools will be back to normal this fall. Whatever normal means. Now we only have to make them better. Number 7, U.S. relations with China and Russia. What a mess. At number 6, the economy, job growth rate. Employment issues, inflation fears. At number 5, the House Oversight Committee hearings on insurrection and the voting rights bill debate. At number 4, Israeli-Palestinian violence. At number 3, the colonial pipeline hack. At number 2, the GOP versus Cheney, and that's tied with concern over or discussion about the influence of Trump on the GOP. And number 1, COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy, variants and stats. And the latest chapter in that ongoing saga is the masks are being lifted, the mask mandate by the CDC, and the FDA has approved vaccinations for children 12 and over, which is causing concern among hesitant parents.
Have we addressed the problem of the Lone Ranger still wearing his mask?
That goes back to the pandemic of 1799, I guess. he was hesitant to take off his mask. He had it on the wrong end of his head, though. Yeah. All right, you want to do the people?
Why not?
Bill and Melinda Gates tied with Jeffrey Epstein.
Did you say villain? It sounded like you said villain there.
Villain. He's a villain. Villain. It's his fault. I knew he was the guilty party.
Epstein is the villain, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. All these guys made their way to Epstein. What a circle. What a motley group.
What a what a commentary, much anything else,
on
what these guys are all about.
Power, power, arrogance and power.
Yeah.
Gavin Newsom is at 9, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at number 8.
He's speaking of arrogance and power.
I don't even know where to begin. I wonder what those guys do for fun.
Yeah, right.
And number 7, Joe Manchin. Number 6, Dr. Tony Fauci.
Are you asking that about Gavin Newsom or Vladimir Putin? Because probably it's both the same. They go spend $1,000 for a bottle of wine and try to come across as the everyday guy. Yeah. Okay. Good for you.
It's very hard to fake what you are when it comes to that kind of thing, you know. People reveal themselves. They reveal themselves in many ways.
I think you have revealed yourself in the song, I Know You Are Real. I think that has been a way of you revealing who you are.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't mind revealing myself that way, although I'm sure a lot of people think that I'm some type of a bleeding heart mush.
Wrong with that? What?
Are you kidding? Some people don't like that at all.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. But, number 6, we have Dr. Tony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky. At number 5, Elise Stefanik. Number 4, Donald Trump. Number 3, Kevin McCarthy. Number 2, Liz Cheney. Number one, Joe Biden. Fascinating week. And that's,
you know, I've spent a lot of time on the air this week talking about three women. Stefanik, Cheney, and Green. What an interesting combination of characters they all are in the Republican Party, and how different they are, and what do they represent about Americans, humanity, Republicans, whatever it is. You know, I was no fan, you'll remember, of Liz Cheney's old man. I thought he was a bad guy. I think he still is a bad guy, frankly. And I don't know what her story really is. I mean, I don't wonder what it was like growing up there. She loves her father, whatever. But I don't see, a lot of people look at her and they see her father. I don't see that with her. I see an attempt to bring the Republicans back to some sort of mainstream meaning instead of being on the outs. Like, you know, the Trump followers think that they have control. I don't know if, in reality, if it weren't for the news media, does Trump really have any impact anymore? I know he's number four on the people list this week, but really, Michael, when you get right down to it, if it weren't for the some of the radicals on radio and some of the news, the so-called news magazines or news shows or newspapers or whatever, continuing to hype on Trump because they're trying to create controversy, does the guy really have it anymore? Really?
Trump, where I'm sure Trump does have influence, I think your question is definitely apt, and we don't know, you know, what is the influence of Trump, and that's part of number two. GOP versus Cheney tied to the influence of Trump. But that being said, I think my personal opinion or my professional assessment is that Trump has tremendous influence over the primaries, that he can influence the type of people in the party, whether it's the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, that vote in primaries in the preponderance of numbers. They are the people that will listen to Trump, and he could mess up somebody like Cheney's chances at re-election, because they call it, they primary them. They put in another candidate to run against them prior to the general election and support that
candidate. Just to
get
rid of them.
And that does have an influence. So that's where his influence is concentrated at this point.
Okay, and that brings up another great point, another great discussion topic. You know, that's one of the wonderful things about what we do. There are all these ancillary offshoots that you can go down to have a good conversation. And one of the things that, what you've just pointed out, the school system doesn't anymore teach civics, doesn't understand or doesn't teach to children as they're coming along about responsibility, what it means to be able to vote, those sorts of things, and the importance of the primary. In my estimation, and since the years I was teaching school and in school, I always thought and have maintained the primary is a more important election than the general election, because all the lunatics that get thrown onto the ballot and the limited number of people who go to vote, a lot of these lunatics show up, get enough votes, and they, you know, become serious candidates. And they're lunatics. You know,
or serious lunatics.
Yeah, serious lunatics.
No, it's true.
It is.
True. There are people in office today who are within the realm of possibility being, you know, described as lunatics.
Well, is that when I said there are three Republican women, and then you can maybe go over to the other side, to AOC, and to some of those other characters in that group,
whatever
that group is called?
Too.
Yeah, they are lunatics. Yeah, they're not the squad, that's it, right. Radical wackos. And so here we have these people, and we actually pay attention because it's good for the news media. It's good for talk. Let's get those people all riled up about these fringe folks that otherwise, if somebody didn't pay any attention to them, nobody would care. Nobody would know who AOC is or Madeline Green, whatever her name is. I mean, look at this week. Did you see her raise her hand like she was it was the Black Power salute? I don't even think she knew what she was doing. And then she's yelling and screaming at somebody in the hall about, it was AOC, I think.
Yeah, it was. The two of them coming. I think that they're going to face off at the next WrestleMania. The second headlining act or match between
them. If that's the case, Green will win because she's heftier than AOC. I think that would be, I'd put my money on her. What about you? Yes, no?
I think that AOC is an incredibly effective campaigner and politician.
Yeah, but I think
aside from what she says, I don't know. I meant it figuratively.
Oh,
really,
she's very smart. Yeah, oh, my God. She's very much on to how to manipulate information and turn it and twist it around. All right, 16 after the hour, we're having our story conversation and our people conversation, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, with a question about MyPillow. Whether or not, by the way, did you see that Mike Lindell was all over the place this week? He didn't make it to the people list, but he might have. He's been on the people list the last, a couple of times in the last.
When you say he's been all over the place, what do you mean?
There was a lot of focus on him being on various television programs and talking about, he's been on to the Trump thing, and he doesn't seem to want to go away.
He loves the attention.
But is it helping him sell his MyPillows? It apparently is. The people at MyPillow tell him their business has never been better. So it's
they're telling him that, but maybe it's not true. Maybe they just want to keep their jobs.
Maybe
the sale of pillows has fallen off.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'm going to help you buy some pillows.
Bed.
If you like Lindell and you like his pillows, go to MyPillow.com and you can use the promo code DJV and get an even better job, a better way of saving money. The pillows, the mattresses, the sheets, the highly absorbent towels that they have, the slippers that are brand new, save $40 on those by using the DJV code. You can save all kinds of stuff, up to 65% off using the DJV code, buying the fabulous products made in America at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now that's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, T-O-P-L-O-S-S.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Countdown Show. This is the one and only Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We are into the stories, the story count, the people and who counts in the world of people. One of the things that I find, distressing, looking at number 9, the police reform part of that focus. Here's another opportunity for us to shake our heads and wonder, what are these people thinking? Do you see the story of the witnesses there's always a camera around, there's always a microphone around, and yet these people, they still, the police here, and this is not a condemnation of police in general, it's a condemnation of a thought process with certain police. There is a recorded incident this week. This woman said she couldn't believe what she was watching. A pair of San Diego police officers investigating a man who's peeing on the sidewalk because he's homeless. So he's urinating in public. So they come along. Not only they jump out of the car with their guns. You can see this in the video. Their guns drawn. This guy's taking a pee. And then they arrest him. They throw him to the ground and beat the living hell out of him. For what? Because he was peeing on the sidewalk. And these guys, the police are so, you can see it, they're seething with anger. So what is there that makes these police officers, the ones that are bad, so bad? And why can't they be rooted out and they can fix their own problems by having people? I posted a video this week, Michael, on my Facebook, my own Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, of a policeman playing basketball with a bunch of kids. There was a complaint called in. The police sent an officer down to find out there were kids playing basketball in the street. And the neighbors called and complained about it. So the policeman went down there and he started playing basketball with them. And he asked them if they'd quiet down, and they said, yeah, okay, we will, officer. And then the policeman leaves. And about an hour later, he comes back with 4 cars full of police officers and Shaquille O'Neal. And they play 4 hours, the police and Shaquille O'Neal play 4 hours of basketball with these kids.
Did they shoot the kids at the end?
No, but it was just...
Oh, wow, what a nice story. I'm waiting for the shoe to drop, and then they shot the kids.
No, okay. That was it. The kids
it ended happily?
Yeah.
How did it?
You know, and those are the kind of, I love posting that kind of stuff. But I just, you know, I go back to, so those guys had some common sense. They knew the kids were looking for something to do. COVID and all the, you know, kids don't know what they're doing with their time. So instead of harassing them or hassling them, they say, would you please do the complaints about the noise? And then the kid throws the cop a basket. These are all black kids and all white cops. And the kid throws the basketball to the first cop that shows up, and he starts taking a couple of layups. And you know, so it ended in a way that was the best for everybody. And
meanwhile, the neighbors had to be fuming. Here they call the police to get rid of the kids, and now how do they get rid of the police?
Yeah. But it was just, I don't know. I thought it was cool, frankly. Meanwhile, back to number one here, the COVID thing. Do you understand what is going on? Are you wearing a mask or not? Or even know?
I always wear a mask when I do this show.
I'm not.
Do I know? What do you mean? Do I know what's going on?
Well, as the week ended, the CDC changed its recommendations, allowing you. I'm going to pay. Well, like I live my life by the CDC, but a lot of people do. And so now we don't have to wear a mask, according to them, anymore.
In some cases, you don't have to wear a mask, and you're not required to by law.
Yeah.
So that's kind of liberating for many people who don't want to wear a mask, but only wear it because they don't want to be ostracized by their neighbors or, worse, be in violation of codes.
But this is the about-face, the kind of about-face that makes people crazy and not respect the government because the regulations.
Well, I have an answer to that on the other side of the break. I think that's a really good point for us to leave on. You know, are they just changing their minds, or is this a natural evolution? Let's talk about that.
All right, let's do that, Michael. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here at 28 After the Hour on this week's Talk Radio.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas, and 73% were out in Washington, D.C. The White House is defending the timing of the CDC's decision to relax mask guidelines for vaccinated people. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said they had no role in the decision.
They were determined by, decided by what they were going to be, what the specifics were, but also the timeline by the CDC.
This is USA Radio News. Fighting between Israel and Hamas, the extremist group that controls the Gaza Strip, has been escalating in the past 24 hours. Hamas fired hundreds of rockets into Israel. Israel responded with return fire, saying they're shelling parts of the Gaza Strip. Fighter jets are targeting different positions inside Gaza. The Washington Post reports that Israeli strikes are now targeting rockets as well as banks in Gaza. President Biden says the work to restore peace in the Middle East is a work in progress. The National Terrorism Advisory System is now warning of a very complex and volatile mix of domestic terrorism, groups that are inspired by foreign terrorists. It warns that the groups could exploit the easing of COVID restrictions by targeting public places. The Department of Homeland Security is now working to respond to the threat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We have sort of the catalytic converter of radio here, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The week of May 10th to the 14th is our scrutinized story list and people list, getting to all kinds of ancillary conversations. So we were talking about the situation with the government changing their point of view. There's been a lot of focus on science, Michael, and what the science is, and that's what you heard from Fauci. And basically, this whole year has shown us how fallible science really is.
I agree in principle, but that's the purpose of science. Science is supposed to prove itself wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Science is supposed to constantly...
It does a very good job of that.
you're really missing the point on this, though.
Uh-oh.
I mean, science does not operate on the premise that we know everything and that we have all the facts straight. It's a constant revision of theories. But to think that somehow there's an inconsistency in the CDC because they suddenly say it's okay now to take the masks off, what do you expect, to wear the mask forever? The fact is that the numbers are now such that they feel confident that with enough people vaccinated, and if you're vaccinated, that you don't need to wear the mask. But if you weren't vaccinated and everybody, and we were 6 months ago, you do need to wear the mask. I don't understand why people, I think it's almost
gives them a chance to be angry about something. That's
right. It's part of the politicization of the thing. I mean, of course they're eventually going to say, okay, now it's safe to do this. Or, okay, we've just discovered this thing causes this and that causes that.
Do we need them, though, is the question. Are they the leaders?
Of course we need
them. Are they the followers?
Oh, that's, you're buying into that narrative.
No, I'm not. I'm asking you a question.
Do we need them? We don't need them to lead us. We need them to do what they're doing for us. I mean, we no longer want any authority. We no longer want any science. We no longer want any experts because they don't have all the answers.
Sounds like utopia to me.
and they change their mind in the face of shifting evidence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just seems to me to be
frustrating,
politically.
Isn't it?
It's politically inspired stupidity.
Of course it is. Yeah. And it really is. All of this stuff back and forth making reference to what we were talking about earlier with these people that make a lot of noise and they get attention who really have nothing to say. The louder you speak, Green is a good example of it on the Republican side, and AOC is probably a good example on the Democratic side. But even the, put politics aside, just in general, just noise. And is the talk radio world, are there too many people making too much noise without having something substantial to back them up, or is it about entertainment? I think that's where we kind of go back and forth about what the value is of our medium.
Well, I think the medium has tremendous value. It's both information, noise, and entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's all. It's not one or the other. And as far as the word entertainment, some people find being a professional student to be entertaining, and they spend their lives in lectures. What's entertainment? Something that engages you is entertaining. So some people are entertained by following the news. Some people are entertained by reading the newspaper. Some people, are entertained by reading a textbook. We have to have a broader understanding of the fact that there is no clear-cut boundary that applies, one size fits all to what is entertaining and what is productive education. It all blends together. And that's what makes it interesting. But I don't know. I think talk radio is doing fine. I think it could be better. But it certainly could be worse, and what would really be worse if we didn't have it, or if we didn't have a First Amendment. So I think the process has always been sloppy. My wife and I watched an old movie, not that old, about 10 years, 15 years old, that somehow escaped us, that we both should have seen, called Good Night and Good Luck, the story about Edward R. Murrow.
Yeah, and, great movie. Black and white.
Black and white.
George,
had the,
George
put he put it together.
Very good movie.
And you watch that, and, it's only a movie, but it was basically reflective of the facts of the time. Mm-hmm. And you would not know that it wasn't today's debate. Joe McCarthy, we've seen types like him now.
Yeah.
And Edward R. Murrow, types like him, and the argument between Edward R. Murrow and CBS in terms of the corporate and offending sponsors and all the stuff that went on. We tend to think we're living in a time where it's more profound now than ever before. This garbage has been going on since the beginning of time. My whole life, I remember people saying, well, these are the craziest times. What's going to happen? We're going to hell in a handbasket. The nation's going down the drain. The human race is corrupt.
My father used to say that all the time. I'm glad I'm 88 years old. Remember him
right.
saying
that. Right. So we have no concept that this is a continuing process.
On and on. Let's take an example of that. The business of what's going on in Israel last weekend, it wasn't when we did our program last week, but by the end of last weekend, the rockets had begun to fly from the Palestinian side, from Hamas, over to the Israeli side. Now, they're at the end of this week, the Israeli tanks are pounding Gaza. They're maybe going to invade to get rid of the nests where all of these rockets that came from Iran are, people lighting them up in their backyard. And, all of this is just when you and I were there a couple of times, you see the same stuff. I mean, nothing changes. It's the same stuff, maybe different weapons, but it's the same thing. And you wonder if this is representative of the fact that humanity hasn't really grown very much, where maybe we have more information at our fingertips and in some ways we're smarter, but are we really? When we can't figure out how to get along, or some group, small group of people pretty much creates a scenario that could possibly cause another world war? It's a handful of lunatics.
And then we get our nose out of joint when we refuse to go along with the narrative that we're such a noble species and that all of our nations are so great and that we're steeped in
great
principles.
We're at the top of the food chain.
We're not on the top of the food chain in terms of natural life, and we're not on the top of the food chain in terms of societies. We have high goals, we have high standards, but these are just, abstract, compass points. The history of the human race is one of genocide, one of inhumanity, one of stupidness. We have a long way to go.
People, all the tens of millions of people that followed Nazism and Adolf Hitler. And you see a lot of that today. It's in Africa and Asia and maybe even here. Who knows? It depends on your point of view.
Here.
Yeah.
Well, they say it can't happen here, but, you know, that's based on some kind of a delusionary view of boundaries, like humanity is separated by boundaries, and that there really are races and nationalities. These are loosely defined terms. Mm-hmm. Everybody's individual. Everybody's different. We're all different blends of things. We all have different backgrounds, different inputs and goals. It's very sloshy, and we have to come to the realization that everything is not so cut and dried, and then we can start communicating better. Whatever. So should we continue? You want to just end the show? And
no, actually, you know what? What I want to spend a minute on is talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is perhaps a countdown extra. The people that have been inducted or who have been nominated to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame: Jay-Z, Carole King, the Go-Go's, Tina Turner,
Go-Go's.
Todd Rundgren, the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
I always liked Todd Rundgren. You got to give me a woman now. Do you remember that? The group Runt.
Yeah. I'm surprised you remember that. Yeah.
Why?
I played that same
music. You.
Wow.
Mr. Jock. Yeah. Those.
I remember.
Hello, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Carole King, the fact that she hasn't, the reason I'm bringing this up is because it sort of speaks to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, the irrelevancy of some of these thoughts and the groups that present them. The fact that Carole King hadn't gotten into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to this point, I mean, why has it taken this long? You look at the way this is, the foibles of coming up with names. Who deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame more than Carole King?
Yeah,
and
no,
yet,
you're right. You're
she's
right.
Now getting there.
And I thought you were about to surprise me that I have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now that I'm a member of a rock band. But no, I haven't received any honors yet whatsoever. Carole King gets in before I do. Can you imagine that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's because she's a woman. It's because she's a woman. It's equal opportunity, that stuff. That's what it is.
Well, she's been in with her husband, Jerry Goffin. They were songwriters, so they have songwriting credentials. But as far as singing and music that's been made, I don't know, I just find some of these things. But yet we get...
It's politics. It's all politics. Yeah. It's imperfect. And I don't know. These things are, with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the problem with rock and roll is nobody's really making great rock and roll anymore.
No.
So you have to go deeper and deeper into the B and the C teams to get people into
crap.
It.
Right.
You know, but Carole King definitely is on the A list. You know, she goes all the way back to the Neil Sedaka days to the teenage love songs of the 60s. You know, there's still the controversy as to whether or not she was Little Eva and that was her voice on the Locomotion as opposed to Little Eva, her babysitter. That story, you listen to Locomotion, it sounds like
Didn't Neil Sedaka babysit for her? That's how that all started, the song Carol.
I'm not sure.
I think if you look into it, that would be. I think so. There's that kind of connection.
A lot of babysitting going on in those
days.
That's
true. 44 after the hour. Why choose Calitrin for your healthy weight loss program? Because it works. Hello, ding, ding, ding. That's why you choose anything. But if you haven't got any exposure to it, you don't know about it, other than what you hear me talking about here on the air. Calitrin is a weight loss formula that has no stimulants, no drugs, no gluten. It's all about losing the weight in a positive way because of the scientific formula, aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes that help rebuild your body. That's what you want. You want to get rid of the fat, but not just leave your body the way it was. You want to rebuild it. And that's what's so fabulous about this. You'll lose the weight and you keep it off. Right now, using the DJV code at toploss.com, you get 90 days free. That's it. 90 days free to help yourself get healthy the correct way with Calitrin. Check it out. Look at all of the testimonials. 86% success rate. Wow. After 24 years in business, you know they've got the secret. Calitrin, get it for yourself and keep the weight off that you've worked so hard to lose. Keep it off with Calitrin at toploss.com. From the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the People List, as produced by Talkers Magazine. You find it at talkers.com. We also find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Number 10 still has Bill and Melinda Gates in our purview. Gavin Newsom, useless governor of California, is number 9. Bad Vlad and the premier of China at twins together at 8. Joe Manchin is 7. Dr. Fauci is 6. Elise Stefanik is number 5. Trump is 4. Kevin McCarthy is 3. Liz Cheney and the reality of what went on with her. I don't think you can count her out. She's not going away. And, well, she shouldn't, in my opinion. She's number 2 anyway. And number 1 on the list is the President of the United States, Joe Biden. You know, I think it's interesting. Very rarely does Kamala Harris come up on the people list, and I think maybe that indicates what she's all about. Just my theory, anyway. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, on the Talk Radio Countdown. We're going into the time of year when a lot of people who put on a lot of weight over the last year, especially over the wintertime, are trying to shake it. And here's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin to help us focus on what we do now that's intelligent to lose the weight.
If you go to toploss.com, you can read up all on the science behind how it works. It's more of a health supplement that's giving your body back that collagen protein to rebuild lean muscle tissue naturally, to rev up your metabolism. We also have a huge spring sale right now that's a great time to check it out, too. It's toploss.com, TOPLOSS.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can give us a call, 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Lose the weight. Keep it off. That's what Elizabeth is suggesting you will do, and the proof is in the pudding. Look at all the people who have had great success. Elizabeth, thanks for being here from Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Use that discount code DJV at checkout.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of May 10th to the 14th. Number 10, the situation in California with the politics of the governor being recalled and him trying to buy votes with this sudden surge in excess money. So we're going to give everybody $600. Right. Number 9, race relations, police reform, and the latest incident in San Diego of two policemen beating to a bloody pulp a vagrant who was on the street taking a urine break. Immigration policy and reform, number 8. Our relationship with China and Russia, number 7. The economy is number 6. The House Oversight Committee hearings, that's number 5. Number 4 is what's going on in Israel and the Middle East. The colonial pipeline hack is number 3. Liz Cheney and the GOP, number 2. And number 1, COVID. You might have expected that, right? That's it. That's the list from Talkers this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, so we have the Michael Harrison interview this week with a fellow who does overnights at WABC in New York. The way it used to be done before we had syndicated radio and every city had their own late night guy, right? Isn't that how?
Yeah, that basically is it. It's a very rare thing that any radio station has a live and local all night show. There's some great nationally syndicated all night shows out there. I'm not knocking them, but a live and local one. WABC has done it. Frank Morano, he's a cool guy, very, very nice, personable guy, and people can hear a really interesting inside conversation about radio with Frank Morano at mhinterview.com.
Frank Morano. So, and it's the fun stuff. It's things that may have a particular slant to them, but yet there is fun to political stuff if you can find it. All right, that's good. MHInterview.com, talkers at talkers.com, all right here. Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with an overview of what's on the charts from the legal perspective of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer and a professor of law. So we all know that, what is it, the old thing about lawyers who can't do legal, they teach legal? Is that the...
Well, that was generally. Those who can't do, teach. And those who can't teach, teach phys ed. That's and lawyers who teach phys ed, you got to really watch out for.
Because they'll sue you.
I'll tell you, Doug, the best is my grandmother, who used to refer to me as her grandson, the liar. And I would say, no, Nana, that's lawyer. And she'd say, don't correct me. So I learned from that.
All sounds the same to me. All right. So here we have this week the business with the pipeline, the hack.
Yeah.
$5 million in cryptocurrency that Colonial Pipeline paid in ransomware to the hackers. So that's all over the place. The FBI discourages ransomware victims from paying their hackers. Okay, so what, do you even know who the hackers are? They're supposedly Russians. So what legally, did these people make a mistake? Did they do the right thing? And legally, how does it, I mean, you're never going to find these hackers anyway, right?
No. And, you know, there's a comedian I like, Ron White, and he says there's no cure for stupid. And when you look at the vulnerability that we see in Colonial Pipeline as far as why they were so susceptible and vulnerable to this attack, it actually kind of reminded me of when North Korea hackers hacked Sony. And I remember the CEO of Sony saying, we have the best security. I don't know how anyone could have possibly gotten through, and no one could have withstood it. And knowing that they had a folder that was easily hackable that was labeled passwords, and all they had to do was go in there. So the there are a couple of really scary things here. First of all, the hackers are a private criminal enterprise. They are not, it may be Russians, but they are not Russian government
agents.
But
you think that Putin doesn't know what's going on, though?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, Russia, generally what they do is they farm out all of their attacks. They've actually gone to prisons where guys are...
What a concept,
guys,
huh? Yeah.
Yeah, guys are serving time, and they say, would you like to get out? You can do whatever the hell you want as long as it's not against Russian targets, and then you do what we want. But the big problem here is the kind of sophisticated ransomware that is being used, and it's a huge problem around the world, is developed by very, very few cyber criminal geniuses. But their business model is they go onto the dark web, they have websites where the criminals buy and sell goods and services, and they lease it out along with tech support to less sophisticated criminals. So any idiot who has a modicum of technological ability is able to go into the dark web, get this, and attack things like companies with Colonial Pipeline whose defenses were abominable. We don't have any regulations. We tried to get laws passed, probably about 10 years ago, but lobbyists for these corporations said it was going to cost us too much, so they stopped that. This is maybe the first big attack on our infrastructure. It is not going to be the last. You're going to see them roll, and it's very serious.
I thought it was interesting. One of the anchors on, I think it's GMA, called the past year a dumpster fire when it comes to all of the things that we've had to reckon with, whether it's the vaccine, whether it's should I get it or not, masks or not, the variants, the up, the down, the sideways, and all of these things that have gone on at the same time, like the hack, that the focus really hasn't been clear on because everybody's worried about getting COVID, am I going to die, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So as a result, we haven't paid a lot of attention to things, and I think one of the things that falls into that is number five this week on the countdown, the voting rights bill and the debate about voting rights. And, you know, I mean, you and I may agree or disagree on what is appropriate. But in the meantime, these things don't get the attention that they ought to get, seems to me. Anyway.
Yeah, this is essential to democracy that this be at the top the headlines. And then you've got the issues of both states having the predominant kind of control over voting in their states and the feds trying to put in guidelines. But I agree with you. This is essential to democracy, and this debate should be now.
Yeah, really. I mean, we have the continuing debate about gun violence, and that doesn't go anywhere. But this is something that's sort of on the horizon. That does affect one way or another. No matter what way you think, there are changes that need to be made. So it's good that we underscore that and have that discussion on a lot of our favorite talk radio programs, which is what we're here for, to talk about talk radio. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, good talk radio host, good lawyer, good professor, here helping us understand the nuance on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.